got a call coming in. Be right back. NADDF.
All right. Yeah, anyhow, yeah, the 40, of course, was, you know, was born from the 10. You know, they wanted, the feds wanted something, you know, better than the 9 because there were all these anecdotal stories about hopped up, you know, adrenaline criminals, you know, just coming at agents and stuff and not dropping with 9. And this is probably from the old ball ammo days, right? And so, you know, 40 gave them, you know, they went to 10, but they're, you know, rumor has it, you know, you always hear, I don't know if it's true, the female officers were having trouble handling it, but I wonder if it's just in general there was, you know, people were having trouble handling 10 because it was stoked. So 40 was born of that, 40 S&W or 40 short and weak. But, yeah, you know, of course, the virtues of 9 over 40 and 45, of course, 45 was the sledgehammer. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I'd rather be, you know, would you rather be hit by a sledgehammer moving at, you know, this speed versus, you know, a ball peen hammer at twice the speed. And, you know, but when you're talking about energy transfer to the target, it's, you know, the velocity has everything to do with it. So you can get a lot more velocity out of 9 than you can out of 45. So, I mean, there's no answer. You know, the arguments go on and on about between 9 and 45, and then 40 drops in there in between, you know, with kind of like, you know, oh, best of both worlds, you know, better capacity than the 45, you know, but more, you know, more energy transference, you know, than the 9, you know, or smaller, you know, more capacity than the 45. But, yeah, the, you know, modern bullet technology, because expansion, too, really matters. You know, it's like, you know, if the bullet's not fast enough to expand, you know, then it's not getting nearly its effectiveness on the target. And 45 ball, you know, that was always the problem. It's like, well, it's already 45, you know, it doesn't have to expand. And but now, you know, everything's, you know, really well-designed and expanding and, you know, and stuff. So I don't even know the state of the argument right now, but I know everybody's been moving back to 9. And I think ultimately it's a capacity issue, you know. And I got this little, my little one that I love right now is my SIG 365. I absolutely adore that thing. It's in 9, and it's just amazing the capacity that thing has and how compact it is. It's it replaced for me 3 guns, and you know, it's just the do all. And I never thought I would really be a big striker fire guy, but I love that 365. I really do.
All right, I'm back. This is my last, so I'm back into my spot.
Well, that is, you're absolutely right there. The 40 was developed because they were, having trouble with
probably would like to pick up an XL at some point, but I'm dying. Such a Glock guy, it's hard for me.
Yeah, anyway, I ended up buying the 40 because at the time, Glock, I think a lot of law enforcement was still using the
365.
I like the Beretta 96. It's basically the 92 FS and a 40. And I can get another barrel from here, a 9mm barrel for it. I can swap the barrel and use get a 9mm mag for it and the same gun. And apparently, I don't think you could do it with the Beretta, but some of the SIGs and some of the other guns, you can also get a 357 SIG barrel, shoot 3 calibers out of the same gun with just a barrel change, which, that interests me a whole lot, kind of thing. And there's still a whole bunch of people claiming that the 357 mag is still the king. It's still the documented one-shot stopper kind of thing with the old 125 hollow points kind of thing. Now the latest and greatest is they got all these hybrid bullets, the fluted bullets, and there's a whole bunch of different kind of bullets that are supposed to be way better than the hollow points, but I am going to enjoy the fact that I am going to have to test them all out. I just love shooting, so any excuse is good enough for me.